My name is Robert Neville. I am a survivor living in New York City. I am broadcasting on all AM frequencies. I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday, when the sun is highest in the sky. If you are out there, if anyone is out there, I can provide food, I can provide shelter, I can provide security. If there's anybody out there, anybody, please, you are not alone.
This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast coming to you today. It is Wednesday, March the 4th. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I did this open a little bit differently because normally I don't just play the podcast theme and then go right into it. So that sounded a little bit different. It wasn't as faded in and all that kind of effects. We'll see how it sounds when all this stuff breaks. If you didn't know, the introduction was a part of one of my favorite movies, I Am Legend, and it is paying homage or satire or whatever you want it to be about this coronavirus thing. I'm going to get to that in a second. But as always, I wanted to make sure that I kicked off the podcast by giving a shout out to the patrons. Patreon.com/TheMindAndFitnessPodcast. Patreon is a place for creators. So if you have a favorite podcast, maybe this one, or a favorite internet show, or any sort of a favorite influencer, really of any kind, a musician, there's a variety of things, you could support them on Patreon by becoming a patron. So I've got a new one since the last episode aired, which is Serena Sterling, and that name may sound familiar because she was last week's guest. So thank you to Serena for becoming a patron of the show. Also to Victoria, Chad, Anthony, Jennifer, Eddie, Jenny, Sean, Christina, Holly, Ross, Caroline, Julie, Casey, Alyssa, Brian, Sarah, Adrian, Stan, Kristen, Sarah, Helen, Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much for being supporters of the show. And I've actually gotten a few messages in the last week or so of people that have these really amazing recovery stories. And I have I had to go through and remove some audio files on the memory card that I normally record these podcasts on because it is full of interviews waiting to air. There's actually four that are already in the bank. And I've got one scheduled every week going all the way out to the end of April, I think, at this point. So there's a lot of stuff that is on the books, which is awesome. Coronavirus. Quick update, won't say a lot about this. Let me start this off by saying that I have a lot of empathy and compassion for people who will catch it, people who have caught it, people who have passed away. I have, for people that don't know, for a long time, I worked in the neuromuscular disease, I don't even know what you call it, fundraising, event planning, support groups, things like that. I did that for a lot of years. And so much so that I actually have the handicap sign with the wheelchair tattooed on my upper back, a large tattoo right on my spine. And so I'm not playing these to be funny in any way, but the hysteria is real. And if you have been watching the news at all and you see that the epicenter for the United States is right in my backyard in Seattle, in fact, the first person that passed away from coronavirus in the United States was about 10 miles from my house. Costco around here has been a madhouse. I'm actually going right after I record this podcast. People are buying all the toilet paper in the world. People are buying all the bottles of water they can find as if they're going to be hunkering down for weeks or months or years or whatever the case may be. And it just makes me think of this movie, I Am Legend, which is one of my favorite movies ever, is I Am Legend. So I thought we could open with that because that's the clip that I keep thinking about. This podcast will be relatively short, and some of which because the next few are so long that I thought, hey, maybe what are a couple things that have been jumping up in my head recently that I feel like could be of value? And today's is really simple. This might not even take 10 full minutes, and I'm already just over five. So there is this concept. It's actually going to come out in a couple of weeks when I talk to a TMS coach about something that you can do, a measure that you can take right now, and something that I have been doing as I go to bed for the last couple of weeks, 2-3 weeks. And it's amazing because when I look at the sleep score on my Fitbit, it has gone from a regular of 71, 72, 75, and it's now regularly in the 80s, sometimes the mid 80s. And I do feel very refreshed the next day. If you recall back in Steve Ozanich's book, The Great Pain Deception, I actually did a whole episode on this specific thing. I think it was last year, right around this time, where I talked about his healing checklist. And one of the things that was in there was he was talking about different brainwave states. And I'm reading Dr. Joe Dispenza's book right now on, I can't remember which one it is, Changing Your Mind or something like that. But there's a section in there that I'm not to yet, but I saw it when I was thumbing through it, which talked about what sort of brainwaves you're getting to when you're getting into meditation. And I know that those same brainwaves are the ones that you're getting to when you're doing different types of breath work. But what I guess the closest thing I can equate this to right before I'm falling asleep is a type of meditation. I think visualization is a really big deal with TMS, just like it is a really big deal in chronic pain and the continuation of chronic pain. If you think about your body deteriorating and you think about your bad discs and that's what you're visualizing all the time, that's probably, you know, ultimately it's going to be probably how it is that you feel. In fact, I remember interviewing Steve Ozanich 3 years ago for this podcast, and he brought up this type of a concept, and I'd said, maybe my elbow does hurt. And lo and behold, right when we stopped recording, oh, my elbow does kind of feel a little bit funny. So the power of suggestion, how it is you're envisioning yourself. So as I'm laying in bed in those moments before I'm falling asleep, and I do this on my side, I do it on my back, it doesn't really matter. But I'm almost like imagining some space between like the musculature and my skin. Basically, I'm trying to find space within the body, and it really quickly helps me get very relaxed, and I'm asleep in next to no time, which is so cool to be able to have that kind of power. And it's something that puts me to sleep very quickly, and it puts me in a very restful sleep. A lot of times I'll wake up at, you know, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever, to go pee, but that's it. And that's the way it is. And that's the way that I can fall back asleep as well. So I'm basically envisioning myself very much like a wet noodle. I try and do this as consciously as possible throughout the day as much as I can, because I think what you'll find is that a lot of times postures come up a lot in this podcast in the past. And probably if you're listening to this, you've been to some kind of a physical therapist or a practitioner or a doctor or a chiropractor or somebody that has said, your posture is incorrect. So do these exercises. You got to bring your shoulder blades down and back, and you have to stand like a perfect statue. I don't necessarily believe in all of that stuff. I think that posture, how I see it in a lot of ways, is how you're posturing to the world. As a good example, for a lot of men, maybe as an example, we sort of wear this like armor all the time. And I would imagine that a lot of our postural muscles are very much tense and a lot of tension, if you will. So for me, I have certain spots where that's the case. My pecs are often very tight. My stomach is often very tight. Spinal erectors are often very tight. So if I can just envision myself sort of as like a wet noodle. I was making spaghetti for my daughters last night, and I remember thinking that, okay, I've got this really stiff-ass spaghetti, and I throw it into this pot of boiling water, and I just watch it just like a wet noodle. So that's what I want you to think about doing as much as you can. Thinking about that consciously throughout the day, whether you're sitting, whether you're walking, whether you're standing, you're just a wet noodle. And the whole idea is that the more consciously that you do this, the more it becomes an unconscious pattern and maybe something that you start doing without really giving it much thought. I think what you'll find is that this will be very soothing to all of the systems within you, but doing it right before bed can really help you get in that very slow, meditative state that we all need to be in. Those kinds of signals are the ones that you want to be sending to your brain, because you're not being chased by a tiger. You're comfortable. You're in bed. There's nothing to fear. It can help stop a lot of your racing thoughts as well. But you're doing some visualization techniques as you're just trying to be a wet noodle, giving yourself some space. So as I said, this may be under 10 minutes. Here we are, 9 minutes and 50 seconds. 51. 52. So you get the idea. I'm going to be back with a whole slew of interviews over the next few weeks. There's actually an in-person that I'm going to be doing on March the 20th. And I'm not sure when that's going to air, probably sometime mid to late April, with a breath coach who's actually coming to my house. And we're going to be doing a breath session that she does in workshops all up and down the West Coast. So I'm pretty excited for that. So as always, thank you so much. If you don't feel like being a patron of the show, which is totally fine, by all means, go to iTunes, leave a review. I would certainly love it if you would leave a review if you're listening on an Apple device. But you can also join the Facebook group, The Deleters of Pain. I just uploaded some exclusive content to The Deleters of Pain, which is like a TMS manifesto that was left by a guest of mine. So you'll get some goodies if you go over there. You can also just like us on Facebook. You can leave a review / recommendation. There's a whole lot of ways to be able to get the word out. Keep sending me those stories too. There are a couple of people that have messaged me with their stories. We've gotten interviews that are scheduled because oftentimes, in fact, I guarantee that there is somebody out there with a story exactly like yours, and they need to hear what it is that you have to say. You'll notice over the next little while, as I do a lot of these interviews, we're spending a whole ton more time focused on the how and the getting better part, as opposed to so much of the story part. And I think that a lot of people are really going to get a lot of value out of that. So as always, we are over 11 minutes now. I'm off to pick up my kids, and then I'm going to go to Costco and try and survive the coronavirus apocalypse. I just need to go and get some shampoo and some conditioner for these locks. I got to make them look really nice. I think I'm going to get myself a rotisserie chicken. Might get the girls something from the deli. We'll see. But as always, thanks so much for joining me. And I hope that you all have a wonderful week. I will talk to you next week.